outrage across the nation from abortion rights advocates. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The sound of protest in Phoenix, where people banged on doors and windows at the state Senate building. Police responded by firing tear gas. Demonstrators mobilized after the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion nearly 50 years ago. Swarms of people showed up in Washington.
Thousands of demonstrators from both sides came out to shout. Some were cheering, some were absolutely crying. Local law enforcement, Capitol Hill police, even the local military was on alert throughout the day, waiting to see any violence that may break out in this few blocks in front of the Supreme Court. But everything we saw in the 13 hours of demonstrations was peaceful.
Fox's Caroline Shively. President Biden says the battle isn't over.
The only way we can secure a woman's right to choose and the balance that existed is for Congress to restore the protections of Roe v. Wade as federal law.
He also called on voters to make their voices heard in November. Later this morning, the president will sign bipartisan gun safety legislation. It came together after recent mass shootings in Texas and New York. After that, it's off to Europe.
President Biden departs for Germany today to attend the G7 summit. It's being held at Schloss Elmau in the Bavarian Alps. Aside from the Ukraine issues, the Group of Seven will also discuss alternatives to China-based financing for development. The president after heads to a NATO summit in Madrid, which will focus more on Ukraine and the Western Alliance's response to the war being waged by Russia.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The huge crater where a condominium tower used to stand was the site of a memorial service yesterday.
In the middle of the night, as most of the residents of Surfside, Florida's Champlain Towers were sleeping, there was a loud crack of the pool deck collapsing, followed by half of the 12-story building. 98 people plummeted to their death and were crushed from the pancaking layers of concrete.
Fox's Phil Keating. Also this week, a $1 billion settlement was finalized. Most of the money will go to survivors and the victims' families. A mountain climber in Mexico fell to her death after scaling a highly active volcano. She was found in an area that's strictly off limits to climbers. Your suitcase is packed, your itinerary is planned, but your plane may not take off. Airlines in the U.S. and Europe are having a hard time keeping up with demand.
Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport says daily thousands of airline seats above what security can handle are being sold. London's Heathrow and Gatwick airports are asking airlines to cap their flight numbers. And low-cost airline EasyJet is cutting thousands of summer flights to avoid the chaos and disappointment caused by last-minute cancellations. Industry experts say it's not as easy as airlines just paying staff more to attract employees back. They, too, have been financially smacked by 2 years of very limited air travel.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. A series of needle attacks in France are puzzling investigators and panicking young women who spend time at concerts and nightclubs. Since the beginning of the year, more than 1,000 people have complained to authorities. Some of the victims have passed out, others felt dizzy. Several suspects have recently been arrested. It's unclear if the victims were injected with drugs, viruses, or any substance at all. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.